Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
Hello from CNN, I'm Jo Beck, with the five things you need to know for Monday, April 29th. Arrests, clashes, and cancelled ceremonies. Several US colleges are in crisis. Many pro-Palestinian protests across the country are calling for universities to stop funding any companies with links to Israel. And even though the majority have been peaceful, hundreds of people have been arrested, including Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein, whose campaign says she was one of the more than 80 people detained at Washington University. But despite the arrests, the protests have been growing as more colleges join the demonstrations in solidarity. There have also been counter-protests, like at UCLA, where CNN's Camila Burnell is this morning.
Joe, things are quiet this morning at UCLA, but the university did increase the number of security officers because protesters got violent on Sunday. There were fights and tense encounters between people who were here to support the Jewish students and the pro-Palestinian group. Eventually, with the help of campus police, protesters were moved off campus, but those who are staying in the encampment are still here this morning, and we're also seeing at least one tent in support of the Jewish students.
Not enough has been done to address the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. That's what Secretary of State Antony Blinken told a group of Arab country leaders in Saudi Arabia this morning, although he did say there's been, quote, measurable progress in getting aid in. And yesterday, President Joe Biden reiterated the US's position on Israel's upcoming invasion of Rafah in a call with Israel's prime minister, saying he wants a clear plan on how the more than a million civilians sheltering there would be protected. While the ground offensive hasn't started, a local hospital in the southern Gaza city says Israeli airstrikes killed at least 19 people yesterday. This week, tens of millions of low-income Americans could lose their internet access, as a government program is expected to run out of money. From Wednesday, more than 23 million households are at risk of being kicked off their plans, or of having to pay hundreds more per year to get online. The Affordable Connectivity Program provides discounted internet services, and people living on tribal lands are expected to be the worst hit by it running out. Lawmakers have known about the approaching deadline for months, but haven't approved funding to keep the program going. Experts say the collapse of the ACP would be a devastating but entirely preventable economic catastrophe. More than 100 people have died in Kenya, and many are still missing, as violent flash floods have been hitting the African country. CNN's Larry Madowo is on the ground.
Hey Joe, I'm in Maimahiu, about 31 miles northwest of Nairobi. What I can see is just damage spreading for kilometers in every direction. Entire homes swept away, families, property, cars lodged onto trees. That's just how bad the devastation overnight was. Across the country, before this latest tragedy, about 103 people had died because of heavy rains that has led to some flooding. All of East Africa has been seeing some strong rainfall. In Tanzania, the government says at least 155 people have died. And the forecast says there's still going to be some strong rainfall to come. And governments here asking people to be careful.
Coming up, El Niño losing steam could affect how hot it gets this summer.
Shopify's taking the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/CNN. Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
It's going to be a hot one this summer, but we're not sure if it'll be as bad as last year. As CNN meteorologist Mary Gilbert tells us, while the weather phenomenon El Niño played a part in last summer's record-breaking heat, it's weakening and likely to vanish by the time the 2024 season kicks into gear.
Hey Joe, even without El Niño's warming influence, it's shaping up to be a hot summer in the US, driven largely by human-caused climate change. Long-term data from NOAA shows summers have gotten warmer in the US over time, especially in the western states. Additionally, La Niña is likely to start forming in the summer, and La Niña conditions drive very active Atlantic hurricane seasons.
That's all for now. Our next episode drops at noon Eastern.